Blog Talk Radio.
About today's program. Hi, Tasila. How are you today?
I'm doing very good. I am blessed and want to say hi to all our friends and family all over the world. God bless you guys for tuning in to the Christian Talk Radio show. Got really good guests today. You guys are going to be really blessed today. So get ready and call somebody and let them know. We're on.
Yes. And speaking of calling someone, you can go ahead and tell them to dial in right now. It's the number to dial in is 646-668-8537. Use your you can use your phone and your computer because they can listen from the from your computer. You'll see the post of our particular show on Instagram,
Facebook.
On Facebook, and what's the other one? Twitter, right?
Yeah.
So you you can just go ahead and listen from your computer. If you don't necessarily want to dial in, you can always listen from your computer. And don't forget to visit us on our website, which churchofjesuschristministry.com. Visit us on our website, and while you're there, you can scroll a little bit, and then it'll take you to wherever you want to go. Like, for instance, you might want to go into books. If you go into books, then you can order Who is God? Unveiling the Mystery by Pastor T. Meyer McCain. It's available on Amazon, and if you click on books when you go to the website, it'll take you right to Amazon, or just go to Amazon and put in "Who is God? Unveiling the Mystery," and go ahead and order the book. It's a blessing. You will be blessed when you order this book. So make sure you do it, and then order a couple of copies for some family members
Christmas.
Or close friends. Yeah, it's a good Christmas present.
Beautiful Christmas,
You can also watch Pastor Tasila and myself on The Message of Life. We're on HSBN.TV. So you can go there direct, hsbn.tv, and put the message of life with T. Meyer and Tasila, Pastor T. Meyer and Tasila McCain. Or you can go to YouTube and just put in the message of life, Pastor T. Meyer and Tasila McCain, and it'll pop up. You'll see it, and you can choose whatever program you want to listen to, because there's a lot of TV programs on there. So you can just click on whichever
one. Well, what about the last one, Watchmen on the Wall, calling all the watchmen.
Yes, calling, yes, all the gatekeepers, Watchmen on the Wall, call them. Calling the gatekeepers, that is a good message, and you're going to want to listen to that one, okay? That's the latest one we just did this week, so you want to go ahead and, it was yesterday. So you may want to go ahead and check that out, okay? All right, I think we're finished with our announcements, Pastor Tasila. So the next thing I want to do is tell you to stay right there. Don't move. We will be right back with our special guest. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yo, lift up high another spike for the more side. Listen, what?
awesome God. You're listening to Christian Talk with T. Meyer and Tasila, also known as TNT. And you know, what's this? Do you hear that? Hold on. That means our regular listeners, you know what that means. It means it's time for our special guest for today. And I know you all are just wondering, who could that possibly be? Our special guest tonight is Apostle Kiplin Taylor. Yay! Woo! Yay! Apostle Clip. Let me tell you a little bit about the apostle before we actually have him come get on and do his thing. Apostle Kiplin is the general overseer of God's army of churches with ministries established in Liberia, East Kenya, India, and Pakistan. GOACI was established on November 14th, 2010. The prayer line component, the soldiers' call to worship. And that started on February 7th in 2011, meeting Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern Time. Now, this Eastern Time. In July of the same year, the Bible study component, the Walk to Wisdom Bible Study, it started on July 9th, 2011, and as of March 12th of this of 2022, he now teaches Bible study to a congregation in India. Apostle Taylor is also a 16-year veteran of the U.S. military, 10 years active in the United States Navy, 2 years in the USN Reserve, and 4 years in the CAARNG. I guess it's a name, Caring. Anyway, while in the Navy, Apostle Taylor became a member of the Crisis Response Force, CRF. That's this the SWAT team. It is where he began to understand the importance of warfare. After his time in the Navy, he joined the Caring as a member of the 2nd Battalion, 185th Regiment, Bravo Company, yeah, and obtained the title of Gunner/Tank Commander. He is a former manager of the transit system of Atlanta, Georgia, Metropolitan Atlanta Rapid Transit Authority, more commonly referred to as MARTA, where he worked until November 1st, 2021. And he retired, and you can't keep this man down. He even came out of retirement, you know. Apostle Taylor is a lifelong learner with a Bachelor of Science degree in management and a Master of Science degree in organizational leadership. In January of 2023, he will enter the, 2020, January has already passed, so he's entered into his BBA program to achieve his Doctorate of Business Administration. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Apostle Kiplin Taylor. Yay! How you doing, Apostle?
Hey, God bless you, Dr. Timar and Tasila. God bless you, and thank you, amen, for having me this evening. Amen. I pray that the Lord bless. Amen.
Amen.
The CAARNG, that's California Army National. Yes, sir. That's what that acronym stands for. And I was a proud member for years. Yes, sir. Wow. You know, you and I, you had called me and asked me about my thoughts on the Israel and Hamas war and how it played into Bible prophecy. So I'm going to attempt to deliver and make sure that we don't reach above anyone's head, that we make everything simplistic, but just make sure that everyone is taking good notes and listening, because this is some serious stuff tonight. Amen?
Yeah. Yeah.
So if you don't mind, let me just pray real quick. I know you and I prayed off program, but I'd like to pray before I start teaching. Amen?
Amen. That's good.
So gracious and,
Amen.
Gracious and mighty God, Lord, we just thank you right now, and we bless your holy name, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to be here this evening, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, for the breath of life. Lord, we can do nothing without you but fail. But through you, Lord God, all things are possible. And so, Father God, we look to the hills from which cometh our help tonight, Almighty God, for you are our source. There is no other. And, Lord God, we lean heavily upon your Holy Spirit this evening in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you, Lord God, for one day, Lord, you snatched me out of the snare of the fowler and the noisome pestilence. I was on my way to a fiery grave and to the fiery pit. But you said, not so. And you delivered me out of Satan's hand. And I thank you, Father God. And now, Lord,
yes,
I yield now to the power of your Holy Ghost. I ask you to take control of my mind and of my lips, giving me clarity of thought and of speech this evening in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you. I do truly praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Well, people of God, Scripture is clear on many points. And in order for us to be on one accord, the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 3, 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. To him is the Holy Spirit. In our time, we're dealing with the Spirit of the living God, and in terms of him leading us to all truth. And so in Proverbs 4 and 7, as wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, but all thy getting, get understanding. So, why did I quote those two scriptures? It lets you know that nothing that I say tonight is of my own private interpretation. Now, this is scripture. We will use only scripture, and this is also a part of what we call Christian apologetics. You're being able to defend in what you say you believe. And we do that by way of the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And so now when we delve into what's going on around the world, where we're at in Scripture right now is a couple places that are actively being fulfilled right before our eyes. In Daniel chapter 2, there's an occasion in Scripture where Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, had a dream, and he needed the interpretation thereof. And he called for his magicians and soothsayers who could not interpret the dream. But Daniel interpreted the dream. And I don't want to get too bogged down in that, but just say that of all there were four metals mentioned, and each metal was superior to the metal after, that came after. So the first metal was gold, which was pointing to Nebuchadnezzar's kingdom, after which there were the Medes and the Persians, which was the silver, and then the bronze was Alexander the Great, and then the iron was the time of the Roman Empire. At the end of the image that he saw in his dream was a man. The image was a man, what he saw. At the very end of the image were the feet that had dissimilar components. One was the iron, and the other was clay. If you look at the interpretation in Daniel 2, you'll see that through Nebuchadnezzar's kingdom, the Medes and the Persians, Alexander the Great, and the Roman Empire, there was never mention of clay. Clay represents you and I, mankind, humanity, people. But what it said about those particular dynasties is that the people did not have a voice. In the end times, we see the conflict between the iron and the clay. Now, the iron represents Roman style of government. That means that what you see in our government here in the United States, we have a Senate. We have representative Congress. We have in state government, we have the governor, we have the state house, we have the Senate as well as the state. Everything is modeled after the Roman Empire, which is very key and important. And not to get too bogged down and all of that, and I won't go deep into that political thing tonight. Maybe they'll, you know, the pastor will have me back and we can explain what that really means and how it came to be. One thing is clear, or one thing is key here in history, is that the Roman Empire really did not have any understanding of governance, so they took their model from the Greek, or from Alexander the Great, from the Greek Empire. And so they modeled themselves after the Greeks. And so that's why we have what we have today in terms of two leaders over the state, that's the governor, lieutenant governor, two leaders over the United States, which is the president and the vice president, that all comes out of Greece. But how does that play into Israel and Hamas? Well, Israel has a like setup in terms of their governmental structure. They have a president. They also have a prime minister. And we see when we hear more about the prime minister making moves than we hear the president. But the prime minister has decided to wage war against Hamas for the attack that occurred October 7th. And how does that play into the scriptures being fulfilled? In Matthew 24, it talks about wars and rumors of wars, kingdoms coming against kingdoms, and nation against nation. And so this is the backdrop of the setup for the Antichrist. And what we're seeing right now is this war will not cease. Even after Hamas is disposed or deposed, if you will not stop, because this is, again, the setup for the entrance of the Antichrist, who will, through his deception, he will broker peace. So let's just look at some scripture tonight in terms of what it looks like and what will happen when he shows up. I'm reading from the Living Bible this evening, and we're coming out of Daniel chapter 8, verses 23 through 25. And listen to what it says here. It says, toward the end of their kingdoms, when they will have become morally rotten, an angry king shall rise to power with great shrewdness and intelligence. His power shall be mighty, but it will be satanic, but will be satanic strength and not his own. Prospering wherever he turns, he will destroy all who oppose him. Though their armies be mighty, and he will devastate God's people. So this is why I read to you in terms of Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7. Because the currency that we need today is not the lotto and the Mega Millions and I don't know what the other one is that everybody wants to play. But, and if you notice, every time you turn around, people are trying to sell you bitcoins and all this other stuff. But the currency that we need today is scripture. This is how it's going to undergird us and keep us strengthened from being deceived. Because many that are not studying God's word will be devastated and deceived by the Antichrist. Because what's going to happen is, one of the things that he will do is he will broker peace in the Middle East, what is called the Middle East. It is actually Asia Minor or Northern Africa. And it was cut off when they cut a swath of land known as the Suez Canal to cut it off from Northern Africa and make it its own location, if you will. But it basically was the territory that Alexander the Great had conquered from the west, the far western corner of Africa, all the way over to the borders of what we call today China. And that was the territory that belonged to Alexander the Great. And that's why it's called the Middle East, because the true Middle of East is actually in India. But that's another study for another time. But getting back to this here. And why is what we're seeing so very important? And I don't want to really paint anybody into a corner, but there's some things that you need to know that are pertinent to understanding these times. In the book of Revelation, and we'll just go over there real quick, Revelation chapter 6, beginning at verse number 1. Let me just turn to that real quick here. Got that over here. Revelation 6. All right, call the Bible police. Somebody stole it out of my Bible. All right, Revelation 6, beginning in verse 1. And I saw the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, "Come and see." Now, they're talking to John the Revelator, and he's called up into the third heaven, where all this stuff about the end times is being revealed, and this is how we came up with the book of Revelation as he recorded it. And I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. Now listen to the definition of these four horses, and then we'll go back to the reading. This is what the four horses represent. The first horse, the white horse, represented conquest. The second horse, war. Third horse, famine. And the fourth horse, death. Now, that fourth horse is very important that you understand the fourth horseman. We'll get to that. And I saw, behold, the white horse that sat upon him and had a bow. And his crown was given to go forth conquering and to conquer. That was conquest. And when he had opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say, "Come and see." And there went out another horse that was red. And the power was given to him that he sat upon to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another, and that there was given unto them a great sword. Now, that's the red horse, and his assignment was war. And so we're seeing these things unfold, and that have been for years. We know about World War One. We know about all the wars that came before World War One, World War Two, the Korean conflict, Vietnam, and then, of course, into Desert Storm. All the wars that we've had throughout all time was the result of the red horseman. All right, so let's continue. And when they had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, "Come and see." And I beheld, and lo, black horse. And he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, "A measure of wheat and a penny and three measures of barley for a penny, and see thou hurt not the oil of the wine. The oil meaning the anointing and the wine the spirit. So the third horseman, the black horse, was for famine. Now, what is the result of famine? Well, because scarcity is a part of famine, one of the things that we'll see as a result of that is inflation. And that's what we're dealing with in our time right now. So all three horses thus far have accomplished that which they were sent to accomplish. And we're dealing with that right now in terms of the economy, in terms of the supply chain, in terms of going to the grocery store and seeing food or the shelves bare or minimal amount of food on the shelves. And in addition to that, how the governments are paying farmers to destroy their crops to enhance or to further a famine. This is why, saints of God, that we cannot just sit idly by on the sidelines and not being prepared. You have this information before you in the Word of God, and if you're doing studying, you should not be caught ignorant of what's going on. And I would stop here and say briefly for everyone listening, you want to go out and start stockpiling dry goods, beans, rice, those types of things. Water. You want to start storing up water. And if you don't have, water will last 3 to 4 years before you have to get rid of it, right? But you need to start stockpiling. If you have the ability financially to get generators, and there are several on the market that are solar-powered generators so that you don't have to worry about gas. It can be used inside the home. Also, your physical money. You need to start investing in gold and silver because they're trying to get away from the currency that we call, or the fiat currency, the dollar bills, and the dollar 5, 10, 20, and all those, that money. The electronic money is on the way, the digital currency. And that's Revelation 13. If you don't have the mark of the beast, you won't be able to buy or sell anything. So this is why you need to start stockpiling. Go out and get seeds, heirloom seeds, and start planting a garden, so that you have fresh vegetables, because you're not going to be able to get it from the grocery store, save you don't have the mark of the beast. Your bank system or the banking system is going to fail. All these things are things that are happening right now, or things that are being put in place that we need to be paying attention to and preparing ourselves for. All right, so let's go on to the fourth horse. Verse 7, and when he had opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth beast say, come and see. Verse 8, and I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death, and hell followed with him. And power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth to kill with sword and with hunger and with death and with the beast of the earth. Now, that's key in the beast of the earth, because think about it. What have we heard recently? Killer whales attacking boats that never did that before. Wild animals, bears and all that coming down into neighborhoods now. Dogs turning on their owners. And all these things are happening because we have moved out of the time of light or the time of grace into grace/judgment. And these things are taking place. We're in darkness now. Isaiah 60:2 says, darkness come upon the earth and gross darkness the people. This is why we see road rage happening on the freeways and people robbing people and school shootings, and all of this mayhem is because darkness has come in and is encroaching upon the earth. and the people. And so now the red or the fourth horseman and the rider on the back of the fourth horseman is death. But I want to bring a point, and that point is that pale horse is not a pale gray, but the pale horse is actually green. Now, why is that significant? Because the color of Islam is green. I don't know if you remember that showing the Hamas soldiers when they were marching, they all had on green bandanas. So what we're dealing with in terms of that secret attack October 7th was the pale horse or the fourth horse fulfilling its assignment. And it brought and is bringing death. We know that they were blamed for 9/11. Now this thing goes back to history in terms of why they're angry. And we won't go into that tonight. And again, it might be a series of teachings that is necessary as to understand why we are where we are in history right now and why are these people so angry about their lives and what has happened to their lives and to their livelihood. It's all based on our own actions and things that we did to bring about this. And I dare say, people of God, this. Every time we try and interfere in God's business, we always leave a stain that's going to come back and be a thorn in our side. Every time that we stepped in it with Abram and Sarai and going into Hagar and getting a son, well, we ushered in the spirit of surrogacy. Because Sarah didn't believe she could have a child. Now that's why we have surrogacy in the earth. The spirit of the surrogate mother in the earth is brought on about that time. And again, every time we try and handle God's business, something happens along the way. Now, as a result of Ishmael coming about in the union of Abram and Hagar, we have what's called the wild man. And out of the wild man were raised 14 kings, which we know today is Saudi Arabia and the Arab nations. So again, every time we interfere in God's business, we create our own problems down the road for somebody else to deal with. But what's happening now again in Israel and with Hamas is the eruption of war in the fulfillment of Matthew 24 and the wars of rumors of wars, nation against nation, rising up against one another. Now, it's key here, and we're going to look at, let's go over to Matthew 24, if you will. And I would suggest to you in your own private time to read the entire chapter of Matthew 24 because it's going to explain to us what's happening, why it's happening, and the timing of events, because Matthew 25 is the great white throne judgment. So everything that we see occurring in Matthew 24 and the other corresponding books that are talking about the same event is to let us know why things are happening and not to be ignorant of the things that are happening. You see, you and I, as long as we stay in communication with God, in relationship with God, we have nothing to fear. In fact, he said that in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1. He says that God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And so that power, love, and a sound mind is himself, the creative force, that dunamis power that he used to create the universe, the love or the act that he demonstrated on the cross, and, of course, the sound mind of the Holy Spirit. And so with that power resonating on the inside of us, we have no need to fear anything that's happening in the earth. But we do have need to understand the events and why they're taking place. So let's look at Matthew 24, beginning at verse number 4. Jesus told them, "Don't let anyone fool you, for many will come claiming to be the Messiah and will lead many astray." Let me just put a pin in right there, because we've seen this already. Anybody remember Jim Jones in Guyana, Jamestown, or Jonestown in Guyana, drinking the poison Kool-Aid? Again, these events have been happening, but we had been also asleep because of other things. Continue on. "When you hear the wars beginning, this does not signal my return. These must come, but the end is not yet. The nations and kingdoms of the earth will rise against each other, and there will be famines and earthquakes in many places." Just today, I was listening to the news, NPR radio, and they were talking about earthquakes in Iceland. And they began to evacuate people because of the potential for the eruption of volcanoes. So again, earthquakes in diverse or different places in the earth. But all this will be only the beginning of the horrors to come. So again, it is key now that we come out of religion and that we get into relationship. It is key now that we understand and not wait, that we start preparing now so that we're not caught. And I know that some people might be frowning up right now and talking about, what is this preacher talking about? Hey, I don't think this is going to happen. I don't know if this is real and all that. Listen. Listen. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things unseen. And so faith is key here, because, and I know that many have heard about the rapture and that we're going to be raptured out before any of these things take place. Well, look at what's happening. These things are taking place and we're still here. So what does that tell you? That doctrine of free trib was a false doctrine, that we were going to be raptured out here before any of these things took place. We wouldn't see any of this. And so just conventional wisdom makes you ask a question. But wait a minute. Why would the devil taunt people that he already has? Why would he punish the people that already deny Jesus Christ, which is the spirit of the Antichrist? Why would he do all these things to those people? The fight is, again, conventional wisdom is that he's coming after the church. He already has the world. He's trying to war against the church. Spiritual warfare is against the church, not the world. He already has those folks. And one other thing we need to understand is, while we, and if you want to go down and vote, by all means, that's your prerogative. And you have the opportunity to do that. But I dare say it is more important to get in this word and understand this word than to try and put a person in office. And I'm going to tell you why I say that. Because that one person cannot possibly answer all of our problems and issues and concerns. That one person cannot carry the weight of the world on their shoulders. There was only one that could do that, and he did it well. And his name is Yeshua God, Jesus Christ. That's the one we need to be paying attention to. When we go down and cast a vote, that person is no better than you or I, and they're not going to be able to accomplish much when they get in office. Think about it. I'm not telling you not to vote. What I am telling you is to use some common sense now. Because if that one person gets put in office and has an opportunity to bring a particular topic to the floor, he's got to get people to support him, or she has to get people to support them in order for a bill to be created. Then they have to vote on the bill. So what happens when the bill comes to the floor, they vote on the bill, and it fails? Now, where are your answers coming from now? See, we spent all that time and effort in that one person to get into office, and they got up there, they got defeated, they could not offer or they could not give us what we wanted. Because Isaiah 9 and 6 says that the government shall be upon his shoulders, not the government of man. But who stands on the authority of God but the church? So all along, the church was supposed to be in control of the earth. That's Genesis 1:28. Be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, and subdue it. We were to be in control. That's why Satan attacked Adam and Eve in the garden, because he did not want the church to rule the world. This is all history, and things, when we start studying this Bible, it begins to unfold. But let's continue with scripture here real quick. I don't want to get off. I'm sorry. I only got about 14 minutes here. So Matthew 24, verse 9. Then you will be tortured and killed and hated all over the world because you are mine. And many of you shall fall back into sin and betray each other. And many false prophets will appear and lead many astray. Why? Because you were religious and didn't have a relationship. So when it comes time to determine whether or not you're anchored in the Lord, well, that parable of the seeds will determine where you are in the Lord. Some fell on stony ground. Some fell. If it's not anchored in the Lord, if you're not anchored in the Lord, then this is where you will be. And many will go back into sin. Many will leave the church. That's what it's talking about here, is the apostate church. When the church falls away, many will turn their back on God and walk away and go back into sin. Many false prophets will appear. That means that we're living in a season of lies. You got to be careful what table you're eating off of and who you're listening to in this season. That's why we have to try the Spirit and see that it is of God. Because everyone that says, Lord, Lord, doesn't know him. And remember this. If you remember nothing else that I say, remember this. You will never know a spy is a spy until it's almost time for you to die. Let's say that one more time. You will never know a spy is a spy until it's almost time to die. He will never reveal himself to you until he's getting ready to take you out. Because a spy mimics everything that we do. In the church, there are spies. They preach. They teach. They sing, they shout, they speak in tongues, they know scripture, because that's their assignment. In Matthew 13, it talks about the tares sown among the wheat. That's the spies. Satan is a mimicker. He cannot create anything because he himself is a created being, so he's a copycat. That's what he does. So that's what the spy is a copycat. And the sole purpose is to deceive the very elect so that we don't know the truth from the lie. But I'm telling you, if you are in relationship with God, he will reveal to you the truth. He will cause you to know what is good and what is bad. You see, even that, we are in a time now where everything that we learned along the years growing up, that we were taught, be kind to people, be true to people, tell the truth, treat people the way you want to be treated. all of that is coming into question now because we live in a time now of darkness, and people don't care about one another anymore. This is what we see, what we saw October 7th. These people were at a concert, and they were at home, and all of a sudden, here comes calamity, death, the fourth horseman. Things unfolding right before our eyes. So we have to be teaching. Preaching is good, but now is a time of teaching. Now is a time of study. Now is a time of understanding these events and finding them in Scripture so that we know what's going on. So what we're seeing right now with Israel and Hamas is the beginning of the upheaval in the Middle East. That only way it will be solved is by the Antichrist. Listen to this. And this is, Daniel 8:23-25, toward the end of their kingdoms, when they have become morally rotten, then angry kings shall rise up as the power, great shrewdness and intelligence. His power shall be mighty, but it will be satanic strength and not his own. Prospering wherever he turns, he will destroy all who oppose him, though their armies be mighty. So it doesn't have anything to do with military might. He's going to have power over the military might, and he will devastate God's people. Listen, verse 25. He will be a master of deception, defeating many by catching them off guard as they bask in false security. Where we heard that at? 1 Thessalonians 5:3 says this, for when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. This is what's happening, people of God. Now, there's no reason to fear because Scripture has prepared us. This now, if you don't have a prayer life, if you're not fasting and praying, if you're not eating God's word, now is an urgency that you start. Turn away from religion. It ain't just about going to a church service on a Sunday morning. This is about relationship. If you never understood a relationship before, now is the time to understand a relationship, because this is the only thing that's going to keep us in this season. It goes on, he says, without warning, he will destroy them. So great, he will fancy himself to be that he will even take on the prince of princes. That means he wants to fight against God in battle. But in doing so, he will feel his own doom. For he shall be broken by the hand of God.
Amen.
No human means can overpower him. The people of God, listen, I was a police officer 12 years. I heard a gun in the back. I had authority of the state. I had authority of the government. But today, in this season, none of that means anything. Supreme Court, the President of the United States, the Vice President, the Senate, the Congress, none of that means anything. The only thing is that you have a right relationship with Jesus Christ and him crucified, that you're walking upright before the Lord. Now is not the time to be gambling. Now, I mean by gambling, playing the gamble on if I have enough time, or I can do this or do that, or I'm tipping, I'm sneaking around and doing this, I'm lying, I'm cheating, I'm all of these. Listen, it's time to let all that stuff go. It's time to stop playing church and be the church and about obedience. My time is running out here. I got about 6 minutes. But what we're seeing now again is the fulfillment of Scripture in Matthew 24, Daniel 2, Daniel 8, Daniel 9, Daniel 10, Daniel 12, which talks about the tribulation and the great tribulation. Revelation 6, Revelation 13 is coming. Revelation 15, the seven angels that were given the authority to pour out their wrath upon the earth, the wrath of God upon the earth, the sixth angel, hear me now, has accomplished what he was given to him. And his assignment was to dry up the Euphrates River. For what purpose? The Euphrates River Valley is a vast valley, and when the Euphrates River was raising, it was unable to be passed. So in order for Gog and Magog, which is China and Russia, to come to the south to fight, the Euphrates River had to be dried up. It is now preparation for Armageddon. Now, Armageddon is not coming yet, because there's some other things that precede Armageddon. But everything, every component that needs to be in place for the end to come is being put in place. And we do not have time to be squandering time. Get on your knees. Get in your work. Get a true relationship with God. And be obedient. And the Great Commission is your assignment. Take this gospel into the world and be able to defend what you say you believe and tell people Jesus Christ is soon to come and they need to get right.
Amen. That is so good. And Pastor Kipling, I wanted to ask you, Apostle Kipling, what do you see for the army of the Lord's intervention in all of this?
Well, as Scripture said, in Daniel 8:25, he says, Satan is going to buff up against God, and that's his fall to come. And so the army of the Lord, which is the church of God, the church of God, he will be broken. This is why we have to arm ourselves now and prepare for battle.
Yeah.
Ephesians chapter 6. Put on the whole armor of God. Listen, we've heard that preached many times, but it is imperative. Hear me. It is imperative that we prepare for that.
So, amen.
Yeah.
For he is God, though no human means could overpower it. So it's through the power of the Holy Spirit that the church will, the remnant now, the remnant will be overturning the
enemy. Amen.
That's Isaiah 1 when he talks about the remnant, because there's going to be a great falling away. But I pray that you're not one of the ones that fall away.
Yes.
All right, God bless you.
Greatest thanks for you, Apostle. God bless you, too.
Thank you, Apostle, for sharing all of that with us, man. It was a blessing. You gave us a lot of insight and a lot of things, and covered a lot of things, and I'm sure many people have had questions about. And you brought us up to date. You went all the way back to the days of Babylon and brought us up to date to today. And that's some good teaching. And we just want to thank you for being a blessing to our listeners. And man, you know, keep on preaching that word. It's time is going fast when you're having fun. It's almost time to go. We have about 60 seconds. So, Pastor Tassila, do you have any last-minute words?
I was really blessed by the he was confirming everything the Lord has been showing us, too. He was right on point, and the Lord be with him. And we're not fearful about it, because the Lord is going to anoint his army with greater works and the power of God in Jesus' name. So as the wickedness become more wicked, we're going to get stronger. The righteous will become more stronger and more powerful under the anointing. Amen.
Amen. Thank you guys for tuning in. You are all such a blessing to us, and we hope we've been a blessing to you. We'll see you again next week. Tell your friends to tune in to Christian Talk next Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern. Bye-bye.